Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 2nd, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. CUNA and NAFCU announce intention to merge to form America's Credit Unions. The Credit Union National Association, CUNA, and the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions, NAFCU, have intended to merge and form America's Credit Unions. HSBC embarks on a new joint venture with Tradeshift. HSBC and B2B fintech Tradeshift have announced an agreement to launch a jointly owned business focused on embedded finance solutions and financial services apps. FCA sets out its new action plan for cash savings. The FCA has set out an action plan on cash savings, aiming to ensure that banks communicate and pass on interest rate rises to customers appropriately. Blitz Insurance partners with Ascend. U.S.-based Blitz Insurance has partnered with Ascend in order to modernize and expand payment experiences for insurance brokers selling in specialty markets. G-Treasury partners with Convera. U.S.-based G-Treasury announced its partnership with B2B payments provider Convera to offer an integrated payment solution on its treasury management system software. Melio launches Pay Over Time for small businesses. B2B payments platform for small businesses Melio has announced the launch of a Pay Over Time solution powered by B2B BNPL solutions provider CreditKey. Gift cards ease living cost burden. BlackHawk Network study finds. BlackHawk Network, BHN, a U.S.-based global branded payment provider, has showed U.S. consumers are strategically using gift cards to manage spending amidst economic uncertainties. MangoPay launches cash wallet in partnership with Sorare. Luxembourg-based MangoPay has partnered with France-based fantasy football platform Sorare to launch the cash wallet feature. Bassware commits to support electronic invoicing in France. Finland-based e-invoicing company Bassware has launched its partner dematerialization platform, PDP, application to facilitate digital invoice reception for French businesses. ID now receives PVID certification from ANSSI. Identity proofing platform provider ID now has obtained security approval from ANSSI for the Remote Identity Verification Certification PVID for its identity proofing services. Crypto heist. Curve loses $1 and 50 cents BLN. Cryptocurrency worth more than $1.5 billion has been removed from Curve Finance after a hack, impacting the DeFi market in the process. Haldane calls out CBDC stealth tax scandal. Former Bank of England economist Andy Haldane has called out a stealth tax scandal at the heart of central bank digital currency, CBDC, design choices. Skipify and Amex partner to ease checkout process. Skipify, a fintech outfit smoothing the online checkout experience, has joined forces with American Express for the launch of its new card linking technology. Finmo obtains major payment institution, MPI, license in Singapore. Finmo, a Singapore-headquartered leading global payments company, has received a major payment institution, MPI, license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Flutterwave expands remittance capabilities in the US, Canada and Egypt. Flutterwave, Africa's leading payments technology company, today announced the enhancement of its Dollarend mobile product, Now Send app by Flutterwave, to facilitate faster, easier, and more affordable money transfers from people in the diaspora to their families, friends, and loved ones in Africa. Paulette Rowe takes CEO roles at Stax Payments. Stax Payments, the all-in-one payment technology provider, today announced the appointment of Paulette Rowe to Chief Executive Officer, taking over for John Crystal, who was named interim CEO in January. GTreasury and Convera combine to streamline payments for treasury teams. GTreasury, a treasury, payments, and risk management software provider, and Convera, the largest non-bank global B2B payments provider, today announced a partnership to offer an integrated payment service on GTreasury's treasury management system, TMS, software. Revolut reports spikes in money transfers around international cultural celebrations. Revolut sees 62% increase in money transfers to Muslim countries this Eid al-Adha, as digital international money transfers continue to rise globally. CMC Markets rolls out TrueLayer payments in the UK and Europe. TrueLayer, Europe's leading open banking platform, today announces that global trading platform CMC Markets is live using its closed-loop payments product. Klarna boasts of strong uptake in Canada. Klarna, the AI-powered global payments network and shopping destination, announced today its continued momentum in Canada. Brex launches payables. Brex, the first fully unified global spend platform, today launched Brex Payables, an AI-enabled accounts payable, AP, solution, combining enhanced bill pay capabilities and purchase cards. SoftSpace and Hong Leong Bank promote JCB cards in Malaysia. Leading fintech as a service provider, SoftSpace SDNBHD, SoftSpace, JCB International Company, Limited, JCBI, the international operations subsidiary of JCB Company, Limited, Japan's leading international payment brand, and Hong Leong Bank, HLB, have joined forces to actively drive JCB card acceptance in Malaysia, bolstered by strong post-pandemic economy recovery prospects. Felix Pago selects Sohn for fraud protection. Sohn has partnered with digital remittance leader, Felix Pago, to improve trust in the world of cross-border payments. Ledger Edge goes under. Corporate bond trading platform Ledger Edge has gone into administration just a year after its live launch. Transition to T1 requires significant middle and back office overhaul. A report from Torstone Technology, a leading SaaS platform for post-trade securities and derivatives processing, and Chartis Research, a globally recognized authority in research and advisory services, has revealed that legacy middle and back office infrastructure needs to be upgraded to support the shift to a T+1 settlement cycle, or risk non-compliance. Interactive Brokers introduces fractional shares trading in Canadian stocks and ETFs. Interactive Brokers, NASDAQ, IBKR, an automated global electronic broker, today announced the launch of fractional shares trading for Canadian stocks and ETFs. ISO 20022, enriched and structured data messaging creates opportunity for seamless payments. Whether paying for a taxi ride from the airport, optimizing your company's working capital position, or making that impulse purchase at the retail checkout, payments innovation has accelerated in every industry imaginable and has reshaped how businesses and individuals make payments. Simple Nexus integrates with Finastra's mortgage bot Loss. US-based digital mortgage platform Simple Nexus has integrated with Finastra's mortgage bot Loss, a cloud-based loan origination system for digital mortgage lending. TrueLayer partners with CMC Markets. CMC Markets has announced its partnership with TrueLayer in order to provide its customers in the UK and Europe with improved open banking payments. DFS and Ant Group announce strategic partnership. Luxury travel retailer DFS Group and Ant Group have entered a strategic partnership to improve payments and marketing digitalization across the DFS retail and online stores network. WL Payments partners with Checkout.com. Netherlands-based payments orchestration platform WL Payments has partnered with UK-based payment solutions provider Checkout.com. Meta to ask for targeted ads consent in the EU. US-based Meta has agreed to ask EU-based users for consent before allowing businesses to perform targeted advertising based on their preferences. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.